This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to the Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
Me? I'm Tim.
How are you doing this week, Tim?
Tom, I'm doing a little better. How are you doing?
I'm doing better too, Tim.
I got a question.
Yes.
The internet. You know about the internet.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Social media.
Yeah.
You heard about this?
It's heard of social media.
The Facebook.com.
Uh-huh. Twitter.com. Instagram.
Is that just making us, like, I know, are we getting dumber because of it? Or did I just not know how dumb everybody was? It seems like everybody's freaking out about daylight savings time.
Like, really?
Yeah, it seems like everybody's like, holy crow, it's getting darker a lot earlier. What the like, they're all bummed out, they're complaining about it. Some of them seem alarmed.
You know what, I would actually posit a theory, Tim, that because people rely on so many internet connected devices nowadays, they don't have to go around and set their clocks back anymore. So you don't get the same...
If you're not doing it manually, yeah, it's just alarming.
Yeah.
Because you go to bed at whatever time,
yeah,
and you wake up and
you
look at the clock.
And your phone's automatically set itself. So, you know, you set your alarm to get up at 8, you still get up at 8, but you're like, oh, man, what? Everything feels a little off.
It's like an episode of the GD Twilight Zone.
Yeah. I mean, like a really terrible, boring episode of the Twilight Zone.
Well, no, Tom, it could be scary. If you didn't know that, like, hold on.
Uh-huh.
If you didn't know about daylight savings, right?
Yeah.
And you woke up one day,
mm-hmm,
and the timing was all off. It was darker an hour earlier,
right,
than normal. You'd be like, oh, no. I see what happens. What has happened?
Uh-huh.
The Earth has spun off its axis.
Uh-huh.
Its axis.
Its axis. Yeah.
And is hurtling into space. And
no, that's not the first thing I would think.
What would you think?
I would probably think it was daylight savings time,
no.
And I didn't realize.
Tom, remember the thought experiment.
All
here.
Right.
In your mind, you don't know about daylight savings. You're but a simple.
Uh-huh.
I
would just think I was wrong before.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
People don't have enough self-doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was always dark at 4, you idiot.
I mean, that's probably what I would think. If we were spinning out into space, we'd have worse problems than just getting dark an hour earlier.
Yeah.
It would start to get very cold.
Yeah, no, that's one of my biggest fears.
That the Earth will just spin away from the sun?
Yeah, that, like, we fundamentally misunderstood something. These quote-unquote scientists.
That we fundamentally misunderstood gravity, that, like, oh, you know, gravity's only good for a billion years, and then it just stops.
Yeah, or something, or like,
no,
oh.
Gravity's fine. Earth's not going to, I
I'm
mean.
Not worried, Tom, I'm not specifically worried about gravity. I'm
uh-huh.
worried about something simple
uh-huh.
that we all take for granted.
Right.
Just being ripped away from us.
Like the mole men staying underground.
Yeah, it's like, I assume there's mole men.
Right, but
right?
They know their place. They know to stay
exactly.
underground.
But guess what?
Yeah.
Sometimes they rise up.
Right, and they might, well, especially nowadays when it's getting dark out early, they might be like, now's our chance.
Yeah.
Stark out, because the mole men, they can't see very well.
They can't.
Yeah.
And the light would just, what, burn their retinas, kind of. It's very they're very sensitive.
Probably
to
very
light.
Sensitive retinas.
It's like when your eyes adjust. One time I was at Universal Studios Florida, Thumb, and we went, me and my family, that is.
I know, Tim, you've been bragging about this for 20 years.
Tom, did you hear? I went to school with a kid named Timmy, not me.
Yeah, Tim, I'm already not believing this story.
Rumor has it he got slimed at Nickelodeon Studios.
Wow.
He had a shirt to prove it.
But it wasn't the time you were there.
No, nobody got... Sadly, nobody got slimed. But we did wait online to go into the E.T. ride.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the E.T. ride's great.
It is. He says your name at the end.
Yeah. Damn.
Right before you get slimed.
You don't get slimed on... That would not make any sense.
No. And the line was so long. We were in there for like... Mm-hmm. An hour and a half, we came out.
Yeah.
Me and my family, we emerged from the E.T. ride, and the sun just burned our eyes, and we were like, ah! Now imagine the mole men.
Damn, this
they've been
the
underground
exam.
For 5,000 years. They come to the surface.
Uh-huh.
Man, you could only imagine what their eyes would feel like.
Yeah, it would be like being on that E.T. ride for years and years. Wow, what a... You really painted a picture with that example.
I like to practice empathy wherever I can.
Tim, are you already hedging your bets against the mole men? That you're like, hey, listen, mole men, I understand where you're coming from.
Look,
maybe I can be the human ambassador.
I would love to be the human ambassador of the mole men, unless they're like gross and have like...
Yeah, of course they're gross. They're mole men, Tim.
Yeah, moles are pretty cute, though.
Like skin moles?
Is that what you think?
Yeah,
the mole
they're
men
just people
are
covered
after?
In moles.
Yeah,
yeah.
Not like similar to the animal that we know as the mole.
That doesn't make any sense. They're too tiny, Tim. How could they be man-sized?
It's true.
So you've been seeing a lot of people upset about the.
Yeah,
I haven't seen
people
this.
Are not adjusting well.
I guess we're both in our individual social media bubbles.
Yeah,
Tim.
And I sense that some of it's about. Like other change that like
right.
You know like right now stuff isn't really about what people think it's about.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
No.
Two layers. We're a multi-layered species. I don't know, there's something else. People like freak out about the littlest things now. Oh, the super moon. The moon gets
uh-huh.
really big.
Right.
Everybody's all excited about it. Like you haven't seen a big moon before.
I don't think
we make a big deal out of
it's
bunch
like
of
the,
stuff.
Well, Tim, it's the biggest the moon has gotten in like almost 70 years, I believe.
You don't know that.
Big and bright.
And that could just be Neil deGrasse Tyson messing with you. Like, I can make these idiots believe.
I don't think that's the kind of thing he's involved in. Tim, I'm afraid
Neil
about...
Neil deGrasse Tyson is a piece of shit, Tom. I think it's high time we recognize this.
I'm afraid about, I think, the social media, Tim. They've classified you a certain way, and now they're just feeding you this information.
Just things to infuriate
yeah. Yeah,
me?
Yeah, that science is bullshit.
No, because I love that everybody posted those IFL science, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
I fudging love science.
Right.
Right? People mm-hmm. from high school
yeah.
that I've been in a chemistry class with
uh-huh.
and couldn't have cared less about what that teacher was talking about.
Right.
This is stupid. Oh, shut up, idiot, right?
Uh-huh.
Is what they would say.
Right. That's
And now suddenly you're linking, oh my God, I effing love science. No,
mm-hmm.
you don't. You love memes.
Well,
you
Tim,
love pretending that you're smart on the internet.
Maybe, well, yeah, that's a big part of it. I was going to say, maybe the internet's a better teacher than your high school science teachers were.
But it's all wrong.
It's not all wrong.
They're lying. This supermoon, Tom, is a hoax.
Tim, I'm becoming...
I'm a one-man Snopes.com, Tom.
I'm becoming very afraid at
daylight savings.
Uh-huh.
Fine. Supermoon. A hoax. What else?
I know other things that you think are hoax bullshit. I don't even want to say them.
Say one.
Time zones.
Yeah, time zones are. But time zones, I admit, exist at least.
Right. But you argue that they shouldn't exist.
Yeah, it'd be great. right? Because, like, who cares? Let's just call 9 a.m. 3 a.m. Oh, is that going to be that much of a problem?
Well, it sounds like you're just pushing your...
I go to work at 3 a.m. now. So what?
Yeah.
I go to bed at 5 p.m.
Okay.
Fine. It's not just for babies anymore.
Well, it just sounds like you're pushing your globalist agenda, Tim.
Weird. is what you said just racist?
What? No. Globalist agenda?
Yeah.
No.
No, those are like trigger words, Tom. Unless the internet is lying to me. There are certain words that apparently I thought meant other things, but mean like bad things.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I just thought
there's a new right that's alternative to the old right.
What?
And apparently they're making up new phrases.
Oh, no.
And I'm afraid I'm going to say the wrong thing.
Tim, now I'm just thinking that you're getting different internet than I am.
I think so.
I think it's getting to you.
Well, your internet, like, what are you doing? You're cruising for illegal movie downloads.
No.
Rumors for the next iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
And Oculus Rift.
Mm-hmm.
Weird pornography.
No, that's not, Tim. You have absolutely no. Now you're getting into lawsuit.
Spoilers for, imagine you sued me over something I said on this show. Instead of just preventing me from like
keep imagining it, Tim, and see if it happens.
Spoilers for the Marvel universe, right? Or the DC universe. You want to know what
happens. Not necessarily spoilers, but just news.
Tell me that news doesn't spoil everything.
Sometimes the news spoils things, but sometimes it spoils bad things.
All I'm saying, Tom,
and it tells me that's not a movie worth going to see. Just steal it later.
here's what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
All this talk, everybody's surprised that mm-hmm. daylight savings made it get darker.
Right.
Everybody's asking me to sign. I've been asked to sign so many online petitions in the last week.
Yeah.
I don't think these are going anywhere, guys. No. I think we're all just going to be put on a list, and we're not going to be on these. We want to be on these
Tim,
lists.
I'm glad you said that because that's what I'm thinking. There's a bunch of things that's, similarly where I'm being asked to sign, and I'm
like, "Don't you hate this guy who's very powerful now?" And I want to be like, "Yes, I am." And then like, and their argument is like, "Hey, this guy is going to go mad with power and start killing people. Don't you hate him? Put your name on this list about how you hate him.
And we'll send it to him to let him know." And he's just sitting there with a dot matrix printer. Like, oh, my list of enemies.
Yeah. Go get him, Rudy.
Yeah. I know. Tim, I read between the lines.
Yeah. No, I said the man's name.
Yeah.
He's talking about Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the guy from Notre Dame football.
Nah, that guy's
Yeah, Tim, he's a hero. Yeah, they put him up on his shoulders and said, Rudy, Rudy. Because did he do something or did he just go in the game?
I don't know.
Right? People love that movie and I don't really know what it's about.
I don't know. It's about a boy that tried to play football.
Yeah.
And they told him he couldn't play football.
Right.
But then at the end he played football.
Yeah, but like at the end, did he really play football or they like put him in a game as just like a show of
Tom,
like,
if
right.
I know Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
And I know Hollywood.
Right.
I'm going to say he won the game in the movie.
Is Rudy a true story?
I bet they say it's based on a true story,
right.
But I bet the real Rudy lost the game.
Yeah, probably lost the
Everybody
game.
Everybody was like, Rudy. Like, that part's true. Everybody's
right.
Like, Rudy, Rudy.
The real Rudy went in the game, was immediately decapitated. All right, Tim. Enough of your conspiracy theories.
I don't think it's a conspiracy theory. I just think people are dumb. That's not a conspiracy.
Tim, that's a conspiracy theory.
People are just dumb lizards.
Let's talk about the topic at hand.
Yeah, this is a classic Tom episode, if I'm not mistaken.
It's not a classic. No, and I'll go into great detail about why it is not a classic Tom episode, Tim.
Introduce the topic.
We're talking about the Nintendo Entertainment System, the NES.
The NES.
The NES.
The family computer.
The reason we're talking about it, Tim, is because they put out this this NES Classic, this little tiny NES with 30 games.
Right.
That you could buy for $60, hook it up to your television at home. Did you get one of these, Tim?
Tom? I heard, when did they announce them? 3 months ago or so?
4 months ago.
4 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
I'll buy one for everybody that I need to buy a Christmas list, a Christmas present for.
Mm-hmm. So just your five sons?
Yeah, me. Well, I buy myself a present.
First things first.
My five sons.
Mm-hmm.
And then the mall Santa. I usually I bring him something. Well, not as a tip because the boys are too old to go. Exactly.
Oh, the boys are too old to go to Santa now.
Yeah, and I feel like they've aged out.
Right.
Small Santa's still there.
Yeah.
A token of my appreciation.
Right. It's kind of like a pension for him.
Yeah, exactly. Every year I get him something very nice.
Right, and you were going to get him a $60 NES Classic.
I don't think that's weird. Is that weird?
No, it's not weird at all, Tim. I think it's sweet.
Yeah, and then I just get the elves' candy canes.
Oh, that's rude. They're up to their eyeballs in candy
canes,
Tim.
Yeah, but guess what? Those weird tropical flavored
candy canes. Oh, those ones are great. I love those.
Those are gross.
No,
gross. What were they
out? No, those ones are great, Tim, because enough with peppermint. You can only take so much peppermint. And then you want a nice sweet candy
cane. Tom, where I come from, a candy cane is peppermint, and that's that.
Well,
love it or leave it.
Well, open up your eyes, Tim. Nowadays, we got tropical candy canes, and they're delicious, too.
Everything's going to change. We're going to be saying Merry Christmas. It's going to be federally mandated, and every candy cane is going to be peppermint. We're all going to love it.
No, I like the...
It's going to be amazing. You're not going to believe it.
I like the
beautiful.
I like the multicolored candy canes that taste tropical. Well, I don't think they even taste tropical. I think they're just like sweet instead of peppermint.
Well, get a job as a mall elf.
I don't think I could, Tim. I'm 6'2".
You're so tall, Tom.
Yeah. They don't want a mall elf.
Why don't you go to the land of the giants?
Maybe I will go to the land of the giants, Tim. You keep saying that and watch what happens. So anyway, you got... Tim, you had one beer like a half hour ago.
I haven't eaten all day either.
So you did get NES Classics or you didn't?
I did not.
No, of course you didn't.
Here's the thing,
Tim.
I heard about it and I was going to buy it because it's so cheap
right.
and it's fine and it's a dumb little gift to get for people.
Right. Yeah, it's a stocking
stuffer. It seems really easy to make for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's sold
out
everywhere.
Why do you care if it's easy to make for them?
I don't want anybody to go to too much trouble for old Tim. Nah, it seems like a big deal. Don't worry about it.
And you say, the manufacturer said it wasn't that big of a deal to make.
Yeah.
It was very easy for them.
Yeah, I don't want anybody to.
They were able to hire very cheap labor.
Yeah.
No, because these things are sold out everywhere. What the hell's wrong with Nintendo? That's my first question. Question number one.
I don't know. They were probably putting too much of their effort into Pokemon Go.
Tim, first off, they weren't even making Pokemon Go. There was like another company making Pokemon Go. They don't have Pokemon Go. They don't have to worry about that. Their concern was just making these little NESs. And they were like, how many could people... What, Tim?
Go on.
They're like, how many of these could people possibly want? 10? All right, I guess we'll make 10.
Yeah, how many did they make? Do we know?
No, I mean, they didn't say. But
so, wait, what was the premise of these machines?
The premise of these machines.
How many games did it have on it?
30 games.
30 of the most popular games?
Yeah, I mean, that's the amazing thing, because when this was announced, it was like, oh, it's $60, it's a little NES, hooks up to your TV, comes with 30 games. I'm like, great. Those are going to be real shit games, though. Probably like, I was going to name some shit games, but they were games I kind of... I was going to name Popeye, but that's a pretty fun game.
You know what? There were good... There were a lot of good licensed properties that would have been fun games.
Yeah.
And I think our loyalty to these
properties... Our loyalty to Popeye.
Blinded us a little bit. Because that Popeye game was not good, nor was the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game.
No, that's a good game.
It's not a good game.
It is a good game.
It's just it's lovable characters.
Yeah. The Three Stooges game, that's not a good game.
What, are you kidding me?
What, the Three Stooges game? You think that's a good game?
I loved that game. But again,
it was
blinded,
fun to play and hilarious.
Blinded by my loyalty, my undying loyalty to the Stooges.
Right. I can separate my loyalty from the Stooges and see that is not a good game.
I had extreme loyalty to the Stooges.
Well, that's served you well.
I had a Three Stooges watch at one point. I had a poster.
Did the watch do anything, or just had the picture of the Three Stooges?
Picture of the it told time.
Yeah,
it allowed me to see what time it was whenever I looked at my wrist.
Right, so it was a watch with Larry, Moe, and Curly Joe.
Yeah, no, it was Joe Besser.
Okay,
yeah. Oh God, those lesser Stooges were really lesser.
Oh yeah,
real
and
step down.
They were running through them.
Yeah.
So the little NES was not full of crap games. It was like, oh my goodness, these are actually the games you would want.
Right.
All the Super Mario games, all the Zelda games, Metroid.
Never played Metroid. That seemed too scummy for me.
Too scummy?
I was just like, oh, that's a, like, there was this kid in my class I won't name because he's a big fan. But like he was like,
well, wouldn't that give him a thrill then?
No, because not if I was telling him that he was the scummy kid. Like he liked those kind of games, Metroid and like Double Dragon fell into that for me. It's like if you like that, you're trash.
Tim, I can understand Double Dragon because that was an arcade game first.
Yeah, and anybody like, that like hung out at an arcade,
right?
Get out of town. Get out of my town. I live in a nice town. There's a nice community. Get out of here.
Go to the arcade at the next town over. All right. Well, you know
so
what?
So anyway, it had games. They sold out. Everybody's
sold out
mad.
Everywhere. Well, I want to go through the games.
Will there be more made?
Yeah, there are
going to
be more, but Jesus, they announced this thing 4 months ago.
Yeah, no, I promised my local mall Santa, though, Tom.
Yeah, make enough of them.
Yeah.
I was reading reports online because I wasn't going to wait in line like a dope for any of these things. I don't think I've ever waited in line for a product.
Is not true, Tom.
A release day product, I don't think I've ever waited in line for.
You're kidding me.
One time I waited in line for like a new iPad, but it was because I was drunk.
All right.
So that doesn't
count.
Well,
you're usually drunk.
I'm not usually drunk. It was because I was like drunk.
You're a problem drinker.
I was nearby the Fifth Avenue store, and they're open all night.
You, at one point, you have been to at least one Black Friday doorbuster.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
But you did. You waited online for a product.
Well, okay, fair. Over 10 years ago, I waited in line for a product, Tim. God,
you
win.
You just made a blanket
but it
statement
was
that
for,
you didn't.
That was for a good deal on a product.
So
that wasn't
right
for a new product. That's what I'm
saying.
What
about the Wii?
I pre-ordered the Wii.
I know, but then what happened?
I waited in line for like 2 minutes. It was not very long.
No. And then when you realized you didn't order enough controllers.
Oh, yeah. I waited in line for a controller.
I was with you. We went to the Toys R Us in Times Square.
Yeah, we cut the line.
What weird lives we had back then.
Yeah.
That we were like, yeah, I'll go to the Toys R Us in Times Square to buy a controller for a video game
system.
It was
like the middle of the night, too.
No, it was the middle of the day.
Oh, was it?
I don't remember.
Yeah, we needed the nunchucks. We didn't have any nunchucks.
Yeah, you wouldn't even let me get on the Ferris wheel.
Well, that had nothing to do with it. We were there for one reason
only.
I know,
well, you were.
Yeah.
I was there for one reason and one reason only. It was a different reason.
To go on the Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
Did that Toys R Us close?
I think so.
Oh, that stinks.
That and the ESPN Zone, which a friend of the show, Christine Femmes, will tell you, had the best nachos in New York City.
Oh,
and
wow.
It was right across the street from that at Toys R Us.
High praise.
Times Square, what it used to be, Tom.
No, it sounds like it's not. I guess that's what people talk about when they talk about old New York.
Yeah.
Before
the Toys R Us and freaking...
Before they came and cleaned up Times Square when you could get a decent plate of nachos at ESPN Zone.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I wasn't going to go wait in line to play some you know, 30-year-old games, but... I was more than happy to refresh a web page to buy them.
That's true.
But they were immediate.
I didn't even realize it was on sale until I saw somebody tweeting, complaining about it.
Yeah. It sold out immediately, Tim. And then I read reports online. They said people went to the stores were like, yeah, we got a shipment of five of these things, and then that's it.
Reminds me of the time I waited all night for Radiohead tickets.
Yeah, and then...
only the first two people online got tickets.
Only two people got to go to the Radiohead show?
Yeah.
That must have been a hell of a show for them, though.
It was. I was one of them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can't get this thing. So I actually, like, I kind of don't even want to do this episode because, you know, where are
salt
we?
Salt in the wound.
Well, and just increasing the hype.
Why the H don't we get... We're talking about the NES. We're hyping it.
Right.
Why don't you give us a review copy? We'd be kind.
Me?
Not you, but freaking...
Nintendo?
Yeah, Mr...
Mr. Nintendo? Mr. Mario?
Yeah.
Because they don't have any, Tim. They don't need to send out review copies of these things.
The Verge got one.
Yeah, well, they're a technology website, Tim. We're a podcast where you spend the first 10 minutes complaining about daylight savings time.
I'm not complaining. I'm... you missed my whole point.
All right. I want to go through this list of games, Tim, that
I
it comes with.
I fucking love David savings time.
Tim, Jesus.
Need a nap is what I need. Well, cripes. It's been a rough week, Tom.
Can you go through this list, Tim? I want to hear your opinions on these games.
All right.
Balloon Fight.
Don't know what that is. It seems like, was it like the first game or something?
It's the first game on the list.
Is this alphabetically?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know about it. Do you?
I
bet it could be fun, though. I like balloons.
Right.
Not a fan of violence.
All right. Fair. Bubble Bobble.
Bubble Bobble's great.
Bubble Bobble's a great game. I would buy this thing for $60 just for Bubble Bobble.
I wouldn't.
Well, somebody's going to be like, oh, you can buy a Bubble Bobble arcade game for... Yeah. I don't want to hear it.
Would you ever consider... You have a lot of dumb
shit. I don't
shit.
Really like Bubble Bobble.
Would you consider having an arcade game in your home?
Would I consider? Yeah, Tim, I've considered it many times.
What game would you buy?
Oh, I would get something that could switch the games out.
No,
I wouldn't
what
get...
fun is that?
The fun is
you
then
have
I'm
a
not...
better... Then like, I'm, monitor, your yeah. TV is a better vessel for that.
Yeah,
just
but why would
emulator.
I not get an arcade game that I could switch the games and play different games? Why would I be stuck to one game, Tim? Why would I live in the past?
Because it's kitschy.
I don't want kitschy.
You love kitsch.
No.
Tom Reynolds, addicted to kitsch.
The next game, Castlevania.
I liked Castlevania.
The game after that, Castlevania 2, Simon's Quest.
Simon's Quest is what I got into, because that turned into a side-scroller at points.
What was the first one?
I feel like it was like one of those, you saw it from above.
Like Pac-Man?
Maybe I'm thinking
You're
of...
You're thinking of Zelda.
Zelda yeah. and Link.
Yeah, you dummy. Donkey Kong.
Why didn't they just call Castlevania Pennsylvania?
Tim...
Very clearly modeled off Pennsylvania. Remember to Pittsburgh, Tom?
Donkey Kong.
Now, this is the introduction of Mario.
Right. I believe.
Before yes. we learned that he had a brother.
Right.
Luigi. Or, as 6-year-old Tim thought, his name was Lou Guy.
Lou Guy.
Yeah, I couldn't read that good. I didn't know about soft G's.
Yeah, at this point, we thought Mario might be a...
Did you say Mario
no,
or
I'm
Mario?
Not saying it now. Mario. We thought Mario might be
My first week at college, playing Mario Kart,
yeah.
I started calling it Mario Kart. They all laughed at me, Tom.
Yeah, you think that didn't happen to me at college, Tim?
Guess what?
But I stood my ground.
Oh, I succumbed. It's yeah. Mario, and
no,
it will be
Mario,
till the day I die.
It's Mario.
You're trash.
Mario, Mario,
you're
Mario.
You're Long Island trash, Tom.
I don't care, Tim. That's one place where I won't, I will not bow down to what the rest of America tells me.
All right.
Donkey Kong Jr.
I don't know what that is.
That was when you were Donkey Kong Jr. and you had to save Donkey Kong from Mario. Mario is the bad guy.
Wow.
Yeah. It's really flipped the whole thing on its head.
It's a regular Wicked situation, right?
Yeah.
You really
it really made you think,
perspective.
Well, who's the good guy? Who's the bad guy?
Yeah.
All depends on your perspective. Double Dragon 2, The Revenge.
No Double Dragon 1?
No, apparently not.
As stated earlier, mm-hmm. games for scumbags. What is it? You just walk around fighting people?
Yeah, kicking and punching them.
Yeah, like a bunch of scumbags.
Come on. Dr. Mario.
Love it.
I don't think I've ever played Dr. Mario.
It's like Tetris.
Right.
Except you got to match things up.
You just seem like Tetris that was more based on colors, right?
Yeah, but
than anything else.
Thing.
Maybe I'm colorblind and I just don't know it.
Well, I'll tell you this, Tom.
Uh-huh.
It's color and pattern based.
Okay.
Mario apparently took the time between rescuing the princess to go to medical school.
Mm-hmm.
Has he got one of those circle reflective things?
Right,
that
and
the
a
doctor
stethoscope.
Wears?
Yeah.
What does that do?
That's a good question.
Was that like before they had like lights?
I think it was before they had flashlights. It was like, well, we'll just put a mirror on your head and maybe sometimes that will catch the light a little bit. For a long time, I thought it was like, this is going to make me sound stupid.
Well, the shoe fits.
That if they thought somebody was dead, the doctor would put that over their mouth and see if they could see their breath on it. But I was like, how often is a doctor checking if somebody's dead?
Yeah.
That they gotta keep this on their head
all
the time.
Yeah. Maybe shitty doctors.
Right. And, you know, at some point you think they would just carry around a hand mirror.
Yeah. Or just like learn how to check a pulse.
Right.
I think a doctor has other ways of knowing that you're dead.
Yeah, they can poke you.
Yeah. Hey. Buddy.
Hey,
dummy, wake up.
Hey, there's free pizza.
I remember having a mind-blowing moment playing Dr. Mario and then hearing...
mind-blowing? Did you think you like made a medical discovery?
No, it was a breakthrough, Tom, is what we call it. And then I heard, guess what? It's coming to the Game Boy.
Yeah.
It's like the Game Boy... You know what the Sega Genesis commercial tells me?
What?
It's the color of pea soup. How are they going to do Dr. Mario?
Yeah.
Or at the time I was thinking in my head, Mario on Dr. Mario on that pea soup screen.
Right.
Guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Just different shades and patterns. It worked great. And many a car trip.
You had Dr. Mario for Game Boy?
And guess what they prescribed? A little right. DM, Dr. Mario.
I never had Dr. Mario for Game Boy because I always kind of saw like, yeah, I already got Tetris. If I want to scratch that itch,
it's different. It's a similar itch,
right?
But for me, I don't like punching and kicking.
Well, Tetris didn't have any of that.
Exactly. So like, I'm working within a genre here,
right?
You know, like I'll jump on the head of a Koopa Troopa any day of the week,
right?
But if you want me to punch and kick, no. There's a whole slew of games, a whole genre of games that I'm... So I got to go deep within the genres that I like.
Do you think Dr. Mario got his medical degree in the Mushroom Kingdom or in the real world? Probably the Mushroom Kingdom, or else they would have mentioned that he was a doctor in the first Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, but who knows what the timeline looked like.
No. Maybe he was disbarred.
I mean, he was not a lawyer. There's a game like Mario Esquire.
Oh, that'd be a great game. Yeah. There's got to be a game where he's like a lawyer.
Yeah, like opening and closing briefcases.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Next game, Excite Bike.
I liked Excite Bike.
Yeah, that was a fun game. Yeah. I feel like that game would hold up because that was one where it was kind of about like when to put the front tire up and down, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Because you were going over jumps and stuff. Yeah, I play games like that now on my iPhone. Final Fantasy.
Never got into it.
You
that.
Never got into
no.
them? I played Final Fantasy X for PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
No, and I played Final Fantasy 7 for PlayStation 1.
Here's the thing. I'm not against these games.
Right. I never beat either of them. I put maybe 300 hours into each and got nowhere near the end.
I never played Final Fantasy for the same reasons I've never seen like more than 5 minutes of any Star Trek thing.
Because
it's like... If I'm going to do this,
yeah,
I have...
Yeah, there are no fair weather fans of it.
Severe obsessive compulsive disorder.
Right.
I'm either doing all of it or I'm doing none of it.
No, and these are things... Nobody is like a casual Final Fantasy fan. They're like, oh yeah, I played like a little bit. It's like, no, this is like what I do.
Yeah.
Or just like, no, I've never tried it.
And none of those people are interesting.
Galaga.
Gallagher smashes the watermelons.
Yeah. No, Tim, no. This is different. It's a shooting game.
Galaga.
Yeah. So you've played Galaga.
No, I've never.
But you've played shooting games.
Yeah, what is
where
it
where you're
like
a ship?
Yeah. I don't know. Those stress me out too much because stuff never stops coming.
Yeah. No, it never stops. It's like life. It's a life simulator.
Yeah,
I don't
need a life simulator.
Ghosts and Goblins.
That I don't think I've ever actually played.
Really? Yeah. Tim, when you get hit enough, your armor falls off and you're in your underpants. Run around.
This sounds hilarious.
Yeah, no, it's great in that way.
Underpants in a video game?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now I've seen it all.
Yeah. Ghosts and Goblins is a good game.
All right.
Gradius. Gradius? Great. I think that's another shooter game.
Yeah.
Ice Climber. I feel like that's a very old game as well.
Yeah.
Kid Icarus.
People, I've heard that referenced. I don't know. I don't know the deal. You fly?
You fly. Yeah, you're like
too
Icarus.
Close to
you've
the
got
sun.
Yeah, you've got the wax wings on your back.
Wow.
I remember.
But it's his son. It's like a James Bond Jr. situation.
No, I don't think it's a James Bond Jr. situation. And James Bond Jr. was his nephew, Tim.
Then why the hell was he a junior?
I don't know, but they didn't want to. James Bond, they didn't want to be like, oh, this is James Bond's illegitimate son.
Well, you don't think he had any?
Yeah, but they weren't going to. They don't know. They were never told who their dad was. Kid Icarus was in
who
that.
Who do you think is.
Continue.
James Bond or Donald Trump?
The next one. Kirby's Adventure.
It's a great game. He's pink.
I've never played Kirby.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This is
friend,
one that
a
was
a friend
very...
of mine, Sean, had that game, and he was like a big Kirby head.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like he had a Kirby toy, even.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a...
He was in deep.
Kirby was like at the very, very tail end of the Nintendo, right? I feel like that was like one of the last games that came out.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like the Super Nintendo
out
already.
It'd be like, why didn't you just wait and make this for SNES?
Right. But at the same time, those are always the games that are like pushing the technological limitations of the system the furthest.
Right.
Before that game, they couldn't make pink in any of the games.
I don't know if that's true.
It is. Mario Brothers. Not Super Mario
never
Brothers.
Played it.
Tim.
No
you've,
idea.
You've never played regular Mario Brothers
no.
with the
why
POW?
Why would I go for something that's not Super if the Super's available
for maybe when
me.
You were a little kid, you didn't have an NES. You only had Atari, and Atari only had Mario Brothers.
You had an Atari?
Yeah.
I was a Commodore 64 household.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
See, in my mind, those were scumbags.
But you're goddamn dumb.
Mega Man 2. Not
never,
Mega Man 1, Mega Man 2.
Never got into the Mega Men.
Yeah. I believe Mega Man 2, it's kind of like that's the one that's like the, you know, that's when they like really figured out that's like the classic one.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever owned a Mega Man game.
I didn't love violence. I didn't love, like,
jeez,
actual
Tim,
violence.
You're a real little
yeah,
sissy.
I didn't, yeah.
It's a little cartoon man with a gun hand.
Yeah, no.
And not, like, bullets. It shot out, like, energy blasts.
Yeah, but I didn't like punching, kicking, or shooting. I'll jump on a Koopa Troopa.
Well, I just want to, can I play a game where I'm a doctor and I'm helping people? God, what a coward.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Tom?
Yes.
What's your social battery like right now?
Beep.
Oh.
Boop.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Uh-huh.
Tom, I'll tell you from my perspective, since you're avoiding the question.
Uh-huh.
My social battery feels a little drained right now.
That was what that second sound was.
The getting
but
drained.
I had to do the going up to you, show you the going
you gotta
down.
Go up to get down.
That's what my first single's about.
It's weird. I feel kind of drained socially, even though you can attest I don't do much socially.
Yeah, and you enjoy social things, but
I do.
But
and
it drains you.
Yeah, I don't know. It can be very easy to ignore our social battery, which is kind of what I'm doing right now, and spread ourselves thin, or just not know, kind of like, you know, where the optimal socialization is for
you.
You
want to be a shut-in, but you can't be a party animal.
Yeah. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Mm-hmm. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more time alone. I don't know. Maybe you need a little bit of both. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Tom, we are, as everybody knows, very pro-therapy on this podcast.
Yes.
Anybody can benefit from therapy. It's not just for people, you know, dealing with trauma.
Yeah, or going through tough times.
Yeah, it's helpful for learning positive coping skills and setting boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, Tom. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, like you, Tom. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/complete guide today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, .com/complete guide.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
All right, Tim. Metroid. You already gave your opinions. I believe that's a very difficult game to play.
Yeah. Oh, I should
require skill.
Yeah, I was never good at video games to this day. Not good at.
Yeah, I've never really. I'm trying to think if there's any game that I've been good at.
Puzzle games, I'll do well at. Like
right, like Tetris and Dr. Mario.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I would try and be like real good at Street Fighter and stuff, and like to this day, I'm not good at Street Fighter game. Like I have Street Fighter V, and I've played it a bit, and then somebody will come over and I'll be like, hey, I got a new Street Fighter. And they'll be like, yeah, cool, and beat the hell out of me.
They learn the moves so quickly. I don't have the
presence
of mind.
No, I'm saying like somebody who doesn't even learn the moves. Somebody who's like, oh, I haven't played Street Fighter in 15 years.
I panic as soon as the fight starts in Street Fighter.
We've already established that you're a real coward with the fighting.
But like,
oh, somebody's going to get hurt.
I can't be clear-headed. I can't be like, punch, kick, block. I'm just like, buttons, buttons, buttons.
Right. Well, you don't have to say them out loud.
That's probably tripping me up.
Yeah.
It's like when a guitar player like sings along with this guitar solo. Yeah, like bluesmen.
Ninja Gaiden.
That's a game that I've heard referenced a lot.
That's a good game, Tim, because you can jump between walls, I believe. I believe you have ninja stars, but you can also punch and kick.
The more games you say, the more I'm not going to buy this when it comes out.
Why? Because these games sound too fun? What? Oh, punching, kicking, ninja stars, and jumping between buildings? No, that's enough for old
Maybe
Tim.
Maybe I'd do that anyway.
Pac-Man.
Was that ever on Nintendo?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that like a crazy addition? Because you're like, oh, I don't think of Pac-Man as a Nintendo game.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's there.
I panic too much in Pac-Man.
Really?
Yeah. Those ghosts scare the hell out of me.
You got some real anxiety issues there.
Oh, really? Hi.
Punch-Out featuring Mr. Dream, not Mike Tyson.
They blew it.
Well, who blew it? Mike Tyson?
Nintendo. I mean, I guess Mike Tyson blew it by doing an awful thing.
Right. But here's the thing. Punch-Out was... Like, it wasn't until it was an arcade game, and it wasn't until it came to Nintendo that they were like, oh, wait a minute, we should get this super famous boxer right. in on it. So, in some ways, this is a more authentic experience.
Sure, like, justify it any way you want.
Punch-Out's a fun game.
Well, is actually, the original version is Mr. Dream.
Is Punch-Out too much for you?
No, it's fine. Too much for your sensibilities? I just never was good at it. I would go over this kid's house. He was my friend.
Mm-hmm.
He had these scary older brothers.
Right.
And it was kind of like I would play them,
mm-hmm.
but they had this kind of,
you would play against them in Punch-Out?
Or like
a one player game,
like
Tim.
Tournaments?
Your story's falling apart.
No, we'd have tournaments.
Okay. Yeah. I had a Street Fighter tournament, during a birthday once.
Nice. But if the winner of the tournament got to punch everybody in real life, not in the face.
Right. Well, yeah, of course, not the face.
But these were like mean older brothers. And I had a very nice older brother, like a kind man.
Right, yeah.
He was a boy at the time, I guess. He's a kind man now. He's a kind boy at the time.
Uh-huh.
So I wasn't accustomed to this.
Right.
And then, so like, when I think I subconsciously or not subconsciously associate Mike Tyson's punch out with actually getting punched by somebody right. way bigger than me.
I love that. Like how old were you at this time?
Second grade. Like,
and how old were these boys, these mean boys?
They seemed like they were 35. I'm sure they were 12.
Right. I love that.
Some of them had mustaches though.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, then yeah,
these
well,
were
you
bad
can be
kids.
Like, yeah,
Tom, these were the bad kids.
All right. Yeah, I love that age of like with boys between like 8 and like 14 were like just getting to exact violence on somebody as its own reward.
Yeah.
Like you would take that prize of being able to just punch strangers over anything.
See, I...
The ultimate prize. I get to just punch somebody with a reckless abandon.
Yeah, I think those guys ruined it for me.
Right.
Because, like, I never had that. Because, like, I think I realized how much it sucked to be on the other end of it.
Yeah, that was always, like... Because
I was on the other end of it. Those guys did some damage, huh?
When I was a kid, yeah, because I was always like, you know, like being a little boy, always into the idea of like, oh, yeah, this sounds great. Like, and then the loser gets punched. But in my mind, it was always more like, oh, I like holding over the idea like, oh, now I get to punch you. It wasn't so
the
much
power.
Yeah. But it wasn't
the act of violence.
Right.
It was the power implied by the
right.
violence.
But then every once in a while, you would run into kids where it was like, nope, they just got off on like...
They liked it all.
Yeah. They're like, I'm going to get a running start and punch you as hard as I can. Even though I have no ill will against you, I just feel frustrated.
I hate
everything.
My dad and I'm taking it out on you.
Star Tropics.
Sounds nice. Sounds relaxing.
Does sound nice, yeah. I believe that's a role-playing game.
Okay.
Tom? Yeah.
RPG?
Yeah.
I'm hip to the slang.
Super C.
I don't know.
That's
that
Contra. That was, I believe, like the sequel to Contra.
Contra was the one with the up, up, down, down.
Yes, left, and with the guns left. And the running.
Yeah, I don't, I've never played it.
All right, now, Tim, now the next six, the last six greatest hits. Super Mario Brothers. Super Mario Brothers 2.
A little less. I couldn't wrap my head around it, man. You know what I mean?
What do you mean you couldn't wrap
it? I was too much of a square. I didn't understand what was going on.
It
was
all a dream, man.
Yeah, but I was like, man, I preferred the more straightforward high of Super Mario 1.
Wow. No, Super Mario 2, that was it for me.
Yeah.
That was
you know
like
what?
Big...
I never had it.
Right. I never had it either, but a friend had it.
Yeah, so like I was like, the princess can fly? What is she going can hover on too. Here?
Everybody had their own strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah. You seemed could, like too much of a learning
curve. You
could
curve. Pull things up from the ground. A lot of fun. Yeah. Super Mario Brothers 3. Maybe the best game ever.
As immortalized by Jenny Lewis in the film The Wizard.
Yes.
A new game?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, a new game.
Well, it's not new anymore, but it's in there. Tecmo Bowl. Were you ever a Tecmo Bowl person?
We were a Tecmo Bowl. Tecmo Bowl.
Tecmo Bowl.
Tecmo Bowl. Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah, people love that game.
Yeah.
People play that game to this day.
I think my brother might be into that game to this day. Oh, I would have gotten one for him.
Yeah. I think Tecmo Bowl is one of those games where, like, hackers on the internet, like, make new versions with, like the current season's real players. The Legend of Zelda, and then Zelda 2, The Adventure of Link.
The Adventure or Adventures?
The Adventure. It's one adventure.
Wow.
Yeah.
All that happened in one adventure. I've been wrong for 20 years.
Yeah. But you feel like a real bonehead now.
I do feel like a real bonehead.
Yeah.
That game, Tom?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the bummer about the new NES.
Right.
That Adventure of Link
mm-hmm.
was a gold cartridge.
Was it? Or was that the first one?
Oh, no. It might have been the first one. I didn't have the first one.
Okay.
But
the second one was a gold
cartridge. Certainly the second one.
Wow.
Because I was like, Mom, Dad, we can't afford this. I appreciate it, but please take it back.
Oh, my goodness. A gold video game?
Yeah, no. It's all sorry. Too much. I had no idea. You guys work hard. This isn't right.
Yeah. I remember when I was a kid, because we kind of skipped over all the Mario, and like Super Mario 3, I remember was just like the biggest deal that had ever happened.
Yeah, they made a whole movie around it.
Exactly. They were just, I feel like.
To launch it.
I feel like Super Mario 3 was the first thing where they were like, yo, we're going to hit kids from every angle to hype this. Like, kids think things are hype now. We're going to have a movie. We're going to have serials. We're going to have a TV show. We're going to put it in all the magazines.
And not to mention,
mm-hmm.
stellar game.
Yeah, exactly. And it was...
To that point, it was the... How often is like, the flagship game, like, the main... Like, the spokesman? Mm-hmm. Like,
he's not a spokesman.
He's the spokesman for Nintendo. He's from what I believe, the CEO's son.
Uh-huh.
How often does that, like, actually wind up being the best thing? It's like, Mickey Mouse isn't the best Disney
by
guy.
By far, he's not even. Yeah.
Bugs Bunny's good.
Right.
But he's no freaking Foghorn Leghorn.
Right. I say.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Mickey Mouse doesn't try and be the best either. Mickey Mouse knows his place. He's like, look, I'm
going to show up in a suit once in a while.
Right. Every once in a while, I'm wearing a tuxedo and a top hat. Everybody thinks it's very classy.
Yeah.
But he knows his place. He's not out there swinging for the fences. He's like, look, my job is being an ambassador.
Mario gets down and dirty. He gets in the mud and he's just like,
Mario's in like a million games. He's like, oh, sure, I'll be a doctor. Why not?
Sure.
They don't hold back on Mario. I would, Tim, I got an idea for a think piece.
Okay. Ooh, this is great.
I would posit that Super Mario 3 is why like people our age and around our age have problems with like hype. Because I think that was the first thing that was hyped to us, and it was better
than...
It delivered and then some. And we were just like... Yeah, I guess like if somebody hypes something, it's going to be even better than they're saying it is. And
everything
that's never
since
happened
then,
again.
Crystal Pepsi. Last Action Hero.
Uh-huh.
The Zune.
Right.
You know, nothing lives up to the hype.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing can ever beat that first high, that Super Mario
We're
Brothers
numb
3
to
high.
It now.
Where you're like, what? There's so many power-ups and a warp whistle. Secrets.
This is a controversial stance.
Mm-hmm.
Enough with the warp whistles and trying to get
Tim,
trying
again,
to skip
you're just
over
thinking
levels.
Jenny Lewis.
No. What I'm saying is mm-hmm. I see people like, let's play Super Mario Brothers 1, right? Mm-hmm. And then guess what? They get to the second level.
Yeah.
And they're like, watch this. I'm going to skip over a bunch of boards.
Oh, yeah, because like, he can go on the top.
Why would you
past.
Play a game that is supposedly fun mm-hmm. and skip over 60%
of
it?
How many people do you see do this, Tim?
All the time. I watch YouTube videos of people playing
just
Nintendo.
Hoping that they won't skip the level.
Yeah, come on. There's just go, ah.
I want to see.
I don't know if I know what the end of that second level looks like.
World 2, you mean?
World 2. Yeah, like, yeah. One dash two.
Yeah. No, it looks like that. Oh no, you come back up and then you run to the flag.
Right.
You go back.
But I around. Like 1-3 is probably the least played level in any Mario game.
Probably.
And it's sad, man. Just yeah. You know what? The journey is the destination, guys. I know you want to get to the end and beat Koopa.
Right.
That's admirable.
We all do.
But guess what? You see, your mom and dad spent $60 on this game.
Uh-huh. Well, freaking... it came with Nintendo.
Yeah, okay. But, like, not Super Mario 3?
No. Yeah, so don't skip that one.
Play the levels. It's supposed to be fun. If you're not having fun, mm-hmm. if you're just trying to get to the end so you don't have to play it anymore, guess what? It's just as easy not to play it.
No. Wise words.
Thank you, Tom.
I remember in, like, fifth grade, a substitute teacher buying Super Mario Brothers 3 from a friend of the show, Dan, and thinking that was, like, very inappropriate.
Wait, what?
A substitute
Dan
teacher.
Dan Deacon.
Yeah.
Sold
his copy of Super Mario Brothers 3 to a substitute teacher.
That's, yeah, that like crosses some sort of...
Yeah, we were, like, 11 years old, and I was like, wait a minute, this isn't... They sold it to him on the playground for, like, $40, too. I was like, that's too high of a price, Mr. Nichols. But second off, like, shouldn't you not be doing this? You're
also,
an adult. Shouldn't you not be buying
it? Dan, your parents bought you this game.
Yeah.
Do they know that you're selling it on the playground to a teacher?
I don't know.
I think they probably would have applauded that. They would have been like, good work. You beat it? Cool. Awesome.
Yeah, you beat it and you got back everything but like $10. Yeah. Great.
Now pay us.
Yeah. Now give
Where's
us our...
Where's my cut?
Yeah. Hey, mom and dad get a little taste.
Yeah.
Yeah, the action. You want to solve a problem?
Hold on, I want to talk about we've overlooked something.
Okay,
egregiously.
Yeah, I'm all ears.
DH man, the D hunt, duck hunt.
Oh, duck hunt. All right.
You don't know the slang?
No. This NES doesn't come with a light gun, too.
Yeah, I know, but we're not talking about the new NES. I guess we are.
Yeah,
kind
I mean
of
we were pretty much.
That worked. That actually worked.
Yeah. There's a.
Because there are like. I've heard a million different explanations for how that gun worked. And mm-hmm. I would have thought it would be way more common knowledge.
It is. Because the screen flashes. Oh, I forget exactly how it works. The screen flashes like black and white. And that's
when you pull the trigger.
When you pull the trigger. And that's what the gun is actually like looking for. Because it's like kind of got a camera, but like a very poor black and white low res camera. Right.
I would just walk up to the TV and do it.
That's what everybody would do, Tim.
Yeah, because why not? Life's too short to not hit these ducks.
I'll tell you what, Tim. I tried to shoot the dog. And
a lot
I love
people
dogs.
Tried to shoot the dog.
Yeah, but it was still just like,
real
let's see
sicko.
What happens. Real sicko, Tim. I had to be sent away for a while.
Yeah. So that's it. That's all we have for the NES.
I mean, I went through all the games.
Know,
the
I
new
just
games.
Feel like there's got to be so much more.
Yeah, there's the power pad, there's Rob the Robot.
Yeah, what is Rob the Robot? The Rob stood for robotic operating buddy.
Yeah. A friend of mine growing up.
Oh, it launched with the NES.
Yeah. A friend of mine growing up had Rob the Robot. And
what did he do?
I don't know, Tim, because it was always in a box under his bed. I'd be like, let's set up Rob the Robot. And it was always like, it's too much of a hassle.
That's what all these kids said.
Yeah.
With the power glove. Can never use that. You could never set up the goddamn power pad.
Yeah. And all these kids that had these things that most kids didn't, it was always too much of a hassle.
Yeah. God damn it. Get off your fucking golden
this kid,
throne and
now
set
I
up
think
the
about
power
it,
pad for
this
once.
This kid had the power glove, too, and I never got to try that either.
It was always the one scumbag kid that had it all, Tom.
I got to try out the power pad. Power pad was real fun.
It was just like jumping around on the thing?
Because you were just like, it wasn't real running. You were just tapping as fast as you could.
Was it integrated well into the games?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, well, the only game I ever played was track and field.
Okay.
Remember that? It came on the triple cartridge. Yeah. Track and field, Super Mario Brothers, Duck Hunt. Yeah. What an experience that cartridge offered.
Did you ever play California Games?
Yes, for Atari, though.
Get out of town. It was discontinued in 1995, Tom, the NES.
Yeah.
When did the SNES come out?
Like, probably in 92, so I would guess.
Explain to me, what mm-hmm. is bit?
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah. So there's 8-bit.
Uh-huh. 16-bit, 32-bit, 64-bit, yeah. 128-bit.
Yeah, okay.
256-bit.
Yeah, they double. We understand.
It is the amount of information that can be processed at one time.
That's boring.
Well, you asked.
You know what I didn't understand?
What's that?
When they were like, the Super Nintendo is 16-bit. That's mm-hmm. double.
Yeah.
And I was like, guys, if you know this, why not double that? Why don't skip right to the 32-bit?
Right. You had seen through their marketing plan.
Yeah.
And you were like, I know what you're going to do next. Yeah. But you didn't, Tim, because they did that the next time with Nintendo 64.
They did.
Yeah. Maybe they got your letter and they were like, yeah, why don't we skip to the next one?
All right, let's very quickly solve a problem.
Okay.
Welcome to Tim and Tom Solve Your Problems. I'm Tim.
Tom.
And today we're going to solve a problem. Tom!
Yes.
Guess what?
What?
We got a problem from a lady this week.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to use her real name. What's her name?
Her name is Lisa.
Don't use Lisa because Lisa is her actual real name. Lisa writes, Dear Tim and Tom, I've got a problem for you.
Okay.
I work with this really annoying guy. Ultimately, he's a nice guy.
Join the club.
Ultimately, he's a nice guy.
No, get out of the club.
But for some reason, I just really can't stand him. He's very smart and he knows it, and so often seems very arrogant.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I say something to him, he always says, as if he already knew it, even if there's no way he could have. He's got a dry sense of humor, and in most people, I find this to be a huge plus. His jokes just aren't as funny as he clearly thinks they are, and he always makes a point of telling me that he just made a joke, even if I laugh a little bit to shut him up.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy's making a joke, a bad joke.
Right.
And he's like, guess what? That was a joke.
Yeah.
He's kind of an asshole. All of this I can handle. I've come across worse people in my life. The real kicker, here's the kicker, Tom,
mm-hmm.
is that we end up commuting home together partway when we work the same shift. He's told me that he enjoys having company around because as a student, he finds he spends too much time alone, which is a sentiment I completely relate to. Lisa's given this guy too much credit, by the way. But I don't enjoy being around him when I'm not being paid to. Also, he walks really slow, like old person slow, but he's 28, which means it takes me longer to get home, and I'm spending more time with him. Today, he revealed that he has ADD, which makes me feel bad about disliking certain qualities of his.
Mm-hmm.
How do I get out of taking the streetcar together after work without being a jerk? Am I just a jerk? Maybe I'm just a jerk. Anyway, thanks.
Streetcar? Was she live in 1930 San Francisco?
She lives
Francisco?
In New Orleans. All right. That's the worst.
Yeah. There's a lot to unpack, but the number one thing is I don't care how much I like somebody that I work with. I've never wanted to commute with them either way.
Yeah, exactly. Some of the best people in the world I know I work with.
Right.
And if they're like, hey, you walking out? I'm always just like,
nope.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Because once you're done with work and like that, people that I would have been happy to go out and get a drink or dinner with after work, would not want to commute with. There, it's just different.
Yeah.
When I'm commuting, at least in New York City, well, you know, it's usually like pretty packed, and like you've got at least 50 people listening to your conversation. Which, you know, it's weird that we're doing this, and I'm like, I don't want anybody listening to my conversation. But hey, listen, I'm not getting paid on the subway.
Pay me, everybody on the subway.
Hey, everybody, guess what? A lot of people, they pay. People pay for this, right? A lot of people pay just to listen to me talk.
Yeah.
And you schlubs are
getting
this for free. I
read up Blue Apron ads on the subway, and nobody...
nobody uses the promo code.
Nobody puts a nickel in my jar. Yeah.
So, I'm trying to think of some of the elaborate ways that I worked out to... Oh, I would always... like wait for that person, because everybody goes to the bathroom before they leave the office pretty much, or the workplace. I would wait if I knew somebody went the same way for them to go to the bathroom, and then I would run out.
That's,
I do that a lot.
Cowardly.
It's not cowardly, Tim. I'm in my mind, I was always thinking that these people feel the same way I do, but it just feels rude.
Yeah.
Like this person's going to the bathroom thinking, I hope they leave while I'm in the bathroom and I don't have to leave with them.
This guy seems pretty self-centered.
Yeah.
I think what Lisa could do is go into the bathroom every day before she leaves.
Right, and just spend like an hour in there.
But she doesn't have that kind of time, Tom.
Right, yeah, she's a busy
lady. Here's what you do, you rub your eyes a lot, splash some water on your face.
Like you were crying?
Come out and make it look like you were just sobbing in the bathroom.
Well, you don't want to do that every day, Tim.
Why not?
That's going to lead to office chit-chat.
You know, no, because like...
you don't think after a few weeks of that, somebody's going to be like, hey, you notice, I think Lisa goes and cries in the bathroom at 5 o'clock every day.
Yeah, but then you can tell the rest of your coworkers, it's just to get away from Gary. And then Gary, if he like comes up and is like... hey, is everything okay? Just be like, you know what? I don't want to talk about it, Gary.
Well, then that's just...
But, it's acceptable for her to be... Also, the ADD thing, don't worry about that. That's fine. ADD doesn't make you an asshole.
Right. Well, that doesn't explain why he's walking so slow.
Yeah. Yeah, slow walkers and people that want to commute with me get no...
I've been, like, walking... to like out of work with places commuting in this way that like I don't even want to be with this person, and like I can see like we're gonna have to start jogging to catch the train, and they're like, oh, looks like we're gonna miss that train. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna explode.
So what can she do before, besides crying?
I love that that's your first, your go-to. I mean, like I said, I would go to the bathroom. I would wait for this guy to go to the bathroom and run out. I would always say, like, I'm meeting people.
Right.
I would say I'm meeting people and then, like, hang out.
But what if this guy wants to tag along? Look, here's the thing. Yeah, she can hang out.
Just get a new job.
Yeah, just get a new job.
Yeah. That's really all it comes down to.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Or get him fired and listen to the archives of this show. We've given you a million ways to get coworkers fired. You know what?
What?
Combine the two plans. Be crying in the bathroom every day, or pretend to cry in the bathroom, and then when somebody asks you what's wrong, be like, Gary.
Oh, I thought you were going to say combine the two plans, get him fired, and then quit. And then you can be like, it wasn't me who got you fired. I was quitting anyway.
Oh, that too.
Yeah. But look, Lisa, you got a bunch
Gary's
of ideas here.
Gary's been being mean to me.
If you have a problem you'd like us to solve, you can email us at thecompleteguidetoeverything@gmail.com. You can check out our website, tcgt.com, to find out more. You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/completeguide. Follow us on Twitter, @completeguide. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram, @TomReynolds.
Follow me on Twitter and Instagram, @yourpaltim.
If you want to support the show, you can do it the easy way at tcgt.com/Amazon, where you can do your Amazon shopping.
Brings you to the same Amazon that you know and love. We get a little bit of a kickback at no cost to you.
The fun way, tcgt.com/pledge, where you can support us on Patreon and get a bunch of fun bonuses, like our new weekly mini episodes, The News, starring Tim and Tom.
Yeah. They got these RSS feeds set up now, Tom.
Yeah, it's a lot easier.
I'm working on backfilling all 100 amazing facts into that feed.
Ah, so you'll get all those too.
So you'll just have a feed of over 100 shows.
You like content? Here's enough content to keep you content.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're working on that one?
No, off the top of my head.
A great lady named Kat runs a Reddit page, reddit.com/r/TCGTE.
Yes.
Go there and discuss things. Last week, Tom, a little bit of business.
Right.
I talked for 5 to 10 minutes about this one sketch on Saturday Night Live that I held out, held up as like the paragon of like Tom Hanks sketches on Saturday Night Live.
Right.
I was wrong. It was Matthew Broderick.
It's Matthew Broderick?
Yeah.
That's a completely different person.
Yeah, it's completely different. It makes the story complete bullshit.
And you found this out on Reddit?
Yeah, somebody pointed it out. And they were nice about it. So thanks for being nice on Reddit about it.
You can also support us by supporting our sponsors. Tim, you have anything to wrap it all up?
Tom?
Mm-hmm.
I hope that Nintendo hears this.
Yeah, and sends us some free Nintendos.
Yeah. We didn't even talk about how hilarious, some hilarious observations about, like, then you had to blow in the cartridge to get it to baloney. Work.
Everybody knows it. Yeah, it was all baloney. You didn't have to blow in the cartridge.
It just didn't work sometimes.
Yeah.
We didn't even talk about Game Genie.
Yeah. Well, you can't use Game Genie on the new thing. Game Genie, that was for scumbag kids.
What?
Game Genie was for scumbag kids, Tim.
No.
Yeah, it was. Tim, come on.
Bite your tongue, Reynolds.
It was for cheaters and cowards.
Yeah. Hey, my name's Tim. It's nice to meet you.
You're a scumbag coward. Use Game Genie. Did you have Game Genie?
I had Game Genie.
You had Game... I'm surprised. That's shocking to me. Tim.
Yeah, I know.
Tim, Game Genie was an unlicensed product.
I know. We just didn't care.
Wow.
Renegades.
Wow. Tim, you're voiding
Mavericks.
Your warranty. Voiding your warranty every time you use that. I'm disgusted. We'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.